A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The Football Pod with Paddy and Andy.
So the young guy on it that was on the under-20s last year, he turned it up to me halfway through the game because you're too old. I was like...
he was backing it. You're his coach.
Tell me you dropped him.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick Start Car Insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime, online at getsetgo.ie.
Seriously, you all need to just stay quiet. This is getting really annoying doing this quiz.
What is going on here?
Welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we pit three of Team Off the Ball up against each other in our no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Our first contestant today woke up in the middle of the night and hacked into the mainframe of OTB Towers to change the name of the podcast from the Football Pod with Paddy and Andy to the Tommy Rooney Pod and Friends. He knows he's not a third wheel. He's the Ronaldo to their Rooney and Tevez. Give it up for the Meath Hillbilly, Tommy Rooney.
Thank you very much, Owen. Finally, some credit.
You're welcome. It's a great podcast, and front and centre is Tommy Rooney. Check it out. It's on the OTB Sports app. Our next contestant today is heading for the Department of Sport this afternoon to throw prawn sandwiches at the minister in outrage over the news that there will be no free tickets and no corporate boxes at Dublin versus Mayo in a few weeks' time. We didn't go through 16 months of pain for this. Give it up for the beast of Ballyhaunis, Nate Dog Murphy.
No corporate boxes. What's COVID got against corporate boxes?
I don't know.
I'm doubly vaccinated. I just got my second vaccine yesterday. My joy was that I'd be pretty much bomb-proof ahead of the All-Ireland semi-final.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. I am speculating here, but I presume our outdoor summer...
Oh, well, here.
Our outdoor summer would involve not having a corporate box because, I mean, part of the attraction is getting to go indoors at halftime, Nathan. You wouldn't be watching the primary game or anything like that. You want to get indoors, get a nice pint in a glass. To be honest, who wouldn't want that? I mean, I said that as if that was like some sort of dig or something, but no, that's what would want.
What's your point?
I rest my case on that front. Our last contestant today might not be in a fit state to partake in a quiz because he's already eaten all the weekend's cheese and drank all the wine while watching Razzie's referee rant on loop. He is more pumped than a Springbok forward for this weekend. It is, of course, Adrian, who's your daddy, Barry.
Morning, everybody. Hope everybody's well. Great to see you.
Great.
Looking
to see
forward
you
to this.
Too. Yeah.
How are the birthday celebrations, Adrian?
Happy belated
Amazing.
Birthday, Adrian.
Nathan, yeah.
44. So unbelievable. 45.
Well,
45,
listen,
I thought
44. No, 44. Easy does it.
Oh, sorry.
As somebody pointed out on YouTube yesterday, and like, let's face it, we all pay a lot of attention to what the what our lovely YouTube commenter said. They said I look very well in 44, so that was kind of everybody nice. Speaking to yesterday.
So are you the elder statesman of Off the Ball? You're the oldest
no,
of
no.
our,
no, no,
whatever,
no, no,
25
no.
staff members. You're the oldest.
No.
Are you sure? I think you are.
100% positive.
I can't think of anybody
who
else.
Think might,
must be,
who
must
do you think
close.
Might be older than
I'm struggling.
I can't think of anyone.
Well, there is one person older than me, so...
Who is the person?
Give us a clue.
I mean, lads.
Does he present OTB AM?
Yes, he does.
All right. So Jerry's older than Adrian.
No!
Is he?
Yes. I didn't know that.
Fact.
No, he denies that.
And sorry.
He denies it, which is absolutely ridiculous. He is older than me.
And like, what is your secret for looking so good at 44?
Just a lot of...
Here. I've used a lot of moisturizer sort of staff years. Somewhere people's birthdays come up.
There's moisturizers.
Moisturizer through the years, yeah. Okay. Like a very, I would always take a very clean living approach on. I'd be very careful with what I eat and drink. A lot of exercise, a lot of fresh air, sea swimming every morning. Just general
expensive wine,
healthy approach.
Expensive
healthy mind, healthy body. On
nice
my approach.
Do ginger people age at a slower rate?
Disgusting. Oof. That's disgusting. This is why we pre-record crappy quiz, to get rid of bigoted comments like this. Absolutely horrendous stuff. Nathan Murphy, cancelled. As ever, the format is a classic crappy quiz with a series of questions on a range of themes. Then it's on to the slip and slide of trivia, which is the rapid fire round. You can podcast a crappy quiz on otbsports.com or the OTB Sports app. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure to click the thumbs up. Please send any questions you have to us via postcard to Crappy Quiz Quizmaster, Off the Ball Towers, Marconi House, Diggs Lane, Dublin 2. Round one is the boring questions round, never multiple choice. Tommy, question one for you. Flora Duffy was one of a number of successful Olympians this week who we as Irish people tried to claim as our own. What country did she win her gold medal for?
You see, the great thing about Tommy's absolutely screwed at the quiz these days at anything topical, because unless it's to do with the football pod, Tommy has no interest. The Olympics have passed them by completely.
And I wouldn't mind. This is one of the most spoken about things of the week.
I know, and I feel like it's not shocked. It's not as obvious as it in my shocked. Head. Is it Germany?
Oh
no,
Bermuda.
Bermuda, Tommy. Bermuda, their first gold medal.
That's very, very poor. Very poor.
Nathan, question one for you.
You're right, I am in trouble.
Joe Canning will be remembered for many things, not least for tearing Cork apart in Semple way back in the 2008 Championship. What did he score that day? And I will accept 1 point either side of the correct total.
What? Ah, lads.
Listen, I'm taking a Joe Canning approach to this quiz, and I'm wondering why I should answer any of Owen Sheehan's questions. But if you come back to me at lunchtime and there's some better journalists around, I'll tell them all the answers.
This is one of the, like...
211?
No.
211, I'll give it to you.
No!
What? It was 3-8.
No, it wasn't. 212. It was 212, Tommy.
Oh, it was 212, okay. Sorry.
Somebody accused me last week of not knowing the answers to everybody else's questions, so there you go.
There
but
you go.
If he got the incorrect answer on, you can't give him a dig. Seriously.
No, I have to. Like,
oh, come on.
Because if
Tommy had said, oh, somewhere around, the Caribbean.
The triangle, some triangle.
it's not right, come on. He's actually just not right. How come?
Let's see if he gives you.
It's disputed. It's disputed because people say 212, but Hawkeye wasn't in operation. One of them is clearly
wild. It's not disputed. He scored 212. It's a point of fact.
It depends what you got the answer incorrect. You look at
Adrian.
This is ludicrous, honestly. Like, we're now giving out correct. We're giving out points for incorrect answers. Well, that's great. That's like a Razzie Erasmus. I'm looking forward to my incorrect answer here and getting a point for it.
Adrian, the last time the Lions played South Africa in the second test of a tour, there were 7 Irishmen in the starting team. Can you name 5 of them? See, I accept partial answers, Adrian.
Softball.
If you give me one wrong name, though, I'll have to sound a buzzer.
Well, no, I mean, I can just give you 5 wrong names and then that's a correct answer by their existing logic.
Listen, rugby man,
You just go, you lads go for a nap now in the middle of the afternoon and I'll give whoever owns the company.
Most famous Lions games. If only we had one of the stars.
Brian O'Driscoll.
Full hour on us.
That's one.
Paul O'Connell.
That's two.
Rob Kearney.
That's three. Brilliant performance that day. Come on, I'm going to need to up the pace here a little bit.
Players have started, isn't it?
John Hayes would have been in that team.
No, we're going to have to sound a buzzer for that.
Well, no, I think I'd take one wrong and then.
No. We can't do that. We can't do that.
You've embarrassed yourself.
I had to like actually kind of process that sentence there.
Tommy Bowe was my next answer. Put me back on track.
Tommy Bowe would have been correct. And who got their eye gouged out within the first few minutes?
Ferris.
No, Luke Fitzgerald. So it's Rob Kearney, Luke Fitzgerald, Tommy Bowe, Brian O'Driscoll, David Wallace, Jamie Heaslip and Paul O'Connell. And that would have been your seven.
Oh, you've let yourself down there, pal.
I wouldn't mind have taken an incorrect on that if we were they were the rules we were actually playing by. But
well, you know, look, this is the way it goes. And Nathan, congratulations. You were 1-0 up after the first round. Really happy for you.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Round two is the Cork round. We have to give the county their due after delivering another great national sporting moment this week. In this round, the questions will all be about Cork sports people. Tommy, if Ronan O'Gara is the most capped Cork man in Irish rugby history, who is the second most capped?
Donal O'Connell?
Oh, he rushed in. He's in third. It is Stringer, yeah. I actually would have gone for Donal as well. I think Donal finished on 94, Stringer finished on 98. So, no dice, Tommy. Nathan, who was the first Cork person to win an Olympic medal representing Ireland?
I don't think he even made the shortlist for Bouygues Mount Rushmore back last year.
Listen, Tommy, will you zip it?
It kind of is a clue what you said there, I guess.
Sorry, medal or gold medal?
Who? Any medal.
Oh.
Anytime now, Nathan.
Well, the question has just changed in the last knowledge couple
here,
of
so, it has not changed.
Really,
he was the first Cork person to win an Olympic medal representing Ireland.
Now, what other country would they be representing?
Britain, because owned by Britain for 800 long years.
You don't know the answer, flag, so you're not going to get it. That's what we're talking about here. So let's move on.
Do I go for, this is not my answer, do I go for a Bob Tisdale or do I just go Rob Heffernan?
It's not Rob Heffernan. Trisonia won a medal before Rob Heffernan.
Oh, Jesus.
Pat O'Callaghan is correct, yeah.
I didn't think Pat O'Callaghan was from Cork.
Yeah. Born in Bantyre.
Jesus, come on, Adrian. There's some boy.
I'm just putting, somebody said last week that I don't, despite the fact that I always say I can get everybody else's questions right, not my own, I'm just putting that to bed, Tommy, this morning.
Adrian.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com code PROGRAM.
Sure, no.
Adrian,
did you have Stringer?
Adrian, who was the last Cork person to win an Olympic medal before Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy on Thursday morning?
Oh, jeez.
Go again?
Who was the last Cork person to win an Olympic medal before Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy on Thursday morning?
Who was the last Cork person to win? Well, it was Paul O'Donovan and Gary O'Donovan.
No, it wasn't. It was Emily Hegarty on Wednesday morning in the women's four.
Oh, that was nasty.
Oh,
that was gnarly. That was like, that's there again, you see.
I'd be upset with the quizmaster and his officiating for that one. That was,
why?
That was That was cheap.
No, that's very difficult. I'm getting a different level of question.
How is very difficult?
I really am.
They're literally plastered all over the front of all the papers. And Cork having another rower to get us off the mark with the bronze 100%. Medal on Wednesday. Yeah. Round three is another Olympics round. I didn't give this round a name. Tommy, question three for you. Which of the following Olympic sports did not originate in Japan? A, taekwondo, B, judo, or C, karate?
Just give me the question one more time.
Which of the following Olympic sports did not originate in Japan? A, taekwondo, B, judo, or C, karate?
I really like the way you say taekwondo. It's like a cup of tea, taekwondo. Is it taekwondo or is it taekwondo?
Will you just give me an answer? Nathan currently leading 1-0, by the way.
Oh, wait, sorry. It's a bit of a trick question, isn't it? Karate.
No, it's not. Karate originated in Japan. Taekwondo is the one. Taekwondo is Korean.
Why did you think it was a trick question, Tommy?
Because karate was obvious.
He thought it wasn't an Olympic sport or something, I'd say. Or something along those lines. It is now. It's back in the Olympics. Nathan, which of the following words is not included in the Olympic Games slogan? A, faster, B, higher, or C, further?
Further.
Correct. When I read that out loud, that was actually quite easy.
Honestly, is this some sort of softball? Are we getting set up here, Tommy?
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't read
that.
I didn't read that.
Set up to lose again.
Faster, stronger, further. What the hell?
By the way,
I'd argue I've had pretty easy questions.
Where's Phil Egan? I got up early this morning in the expectation I'd get to take Phil Egan down a peg or two after the nonsense I had to watch.
You left your pajamas t-shirt on you and you threw yourself in front of the camera.
After I had to watch.
Don't stand up, Nathan.
Phil is on
his
holidays.
No, I'm wearing pants for once.
Adrian.
Phil's on his holidays.
Adrian, how fast was Ben Johnson's disqualified world record at Seoul 1988? Was it A, 9.59, B, 9.69, or C,
9.79?
9.69. Oh, he jumps in beforehand.
9.79!
It's 9.79, Adrian Barry.
I thought it was 9.69 before you said a word, so I couldn't.
Adrian, you can only blame yourself.
You're humiliating yourself.
Think about Olympic events, right? You have to go faster, obviously, in races. You have to go higher in different events. Where do you have to go further, Tommy? Makes no sense.
Javelin, discus, shot put.
Yeah, I can't. I can only look at myself, Adrian. I can't be looking at other people's performances.
Here we go. Here's the football pod nonsense coming out again.
Round four. Round four is the Fun Free Magic. This is a disgrace. It's just so awful, the excuse making. Right. This is the Fun Free Magic number round, and it's certainly been a fun free quiz. Contestants get three points for getting the number exactly right. If no one manages the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to say that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper. I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number. The number of consecutive All-Ireland Football Championships that Dublin have won in women's football at the moment, plus the number of years between the previous defeat and last week's defeat for the men's USA basketball team at the Olympic Games, plus the number of points Dublin had to spare in their win over Mayo in the 2020 All-Ireland Football Final, plus the number of goals Raheem Sterling scored at Euro 2020. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. So the number of consecutive All-Ireland Championships that Dublin have won in women's football, plus the number of years between defeats for the men's basketball team for the United States at the Olympics. So they lost last week. How many years was it since their last defeat? The number of points Dublin beat Mayo by in the All-Ireland last year. And then how many goals did Sterling score at Euro 2020? Adrian, what have you got?
18.
18. Tommy?
27.
27? Was it 27 or 7?
27.
Nathan?
Sounded a bit excited there when Tommy said 27, so I'm thinking maybe I should say 27. Well, I think I might have gone one too many, but I'm going to go 29.
Well, I can tell you the answer is 29.
Oh!
Yes!
Nathan has opened up an unassailable lead at this point. He's gone 5-0 up after that. Dublin, run us through them, Nathan. Dublin have won how many in a row?
Three.
Four.
Four. Four.
This is we've been set up here, Tommy. Is it four?
Four, yeah. They've got 16, four in
17,
a row.
18, 19.
Four in a row. The USA basketball team went 17 years Yeah, Athens was the last time they lost. Dublin beat Mayo by 5 points.
It's 6 points.
And Sterling scored 3 goals at Euro 2020.
That's where I thought I'd
29. We are on to the final.
I'm beginning to understand the Razzie Erasmus mindset now. I'm going to get up in Vimeo later on.
What's the score here?
5-0.
5-0.
Oh, Jesus.
Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Paul O'Donovan's from the Paul Hewson's. It's a note.
Can I just say whoever is working on this show, shut up. Can I just say whoever is working on the show, I want a Nathan Murphy masterclass put up on social media after this that I saw for Phil Egan last week when he got a question wrong.
So annoying.
At the end.
I was on at least three meetings with Nathan last week where this came up and dominated for about half an hour every time.
But it was put up as if, oh, he's run through and got every question right. Where it turned out, he got one wrong. He got one wrong.
You know the rules at this stage. You're,
oh, and who's
as that YouTube commenter says, Nathan Murphy is just insufferable. Going second is Adrian. So Adrian won the tie break. So it's Nathan, then Adrian, then Tommy. But of course, Nathan is going to show that he's as good as Phil Egan and get all of these questions correct and not let anybody else in.
No, sure, I've already won. I can relax.
Yeah, okay, well, let's see. I mean, true champions wouldn't just relax, would they?
I really hope, Tommy, we can do this.
you ready, Nathan?
Honestly. Oh, I'm always ready.
Okay, your time starts now. Which horse won this year's Cheltenham Gold Cup?
Album Polo.
No, Manila Indo. Nat Wayan was knocked out of the badminton tournament in Tokyo by a player from which country?
Taipei.
Correct. Troy Parrott has joined which club on loan?
Time.
MK Dons, too slow. Who did Joe Canning beat in his final to win his All-Ireland, Tommy?
Waterford.
Correct. Sunisa Lee won a gold medal this week in what sport?
Say it again, who?
Sunisa Lee won a gold medal in what sport?
Dressage.
No, gymnastics. Did Seamus Coleman make his Everton debut in 2009 or 2010, Nathan? Dressage.
2009.
Correct.
That's the corner of me, Dressage.
Nathan Murphy wins again. Congratulations, Nathan. What a sad little life.
What was the last question? What was the last question?
The last Dressage. Question was, what year did Joe Canning or Seamus Coleman make his Seamus debut Coleman. For Everton? It's 2009.
Dressage.
Dressage. Hey, listen, I
probably
wouldn't
get a supercut until Tommy said Dressage.
Right, Nathan Murphy, well done. We'll get Phil Egan back with you when he's back from holidays.
Great.
That has been the crappy quiz. Thank you so much for putting up absolutely no fight whatsoever, Tommy and Adrian. But thank you for taking part all the same.
Our YouTubers will know.
OTBAM brought to you by Gillette. Good morning, start with Gillette. Put your best face forward with their new and improved razors. You can stay tuned to OTB across the day. There is so much coming up because we've got OT on OTB Sports Radio. We've got Friday Night Racing from 3 o'clock, the Olympic show from 5 o'clock, and OTB live on your radio from 7 o'clock. On Saturday's OTB, we'll have the latest from the Olympics. There's live commentary of the Lions' second test with Brian O'Driscoll, plus updates and reaction from the hurling and the football. On Sunday's OTB, Paddy Andrews is at the Leinster final for us. The Sunday paper review will be on, and there's all the latest from the Olympic Games as well. We're leaving you this morning with Nathan Murphy, the crappy quiz victor, chatting to John Giles.
The football pod with Paddy and Andy.
There's a young guy on it that was on the under-20s last year. He turns up to me halfway through the game because you're too old. I was like...
He was back with you. You're his coach.
Tell me you dropped him.
Download the OTB Sports app and subscribe to the GAA podcast feed now.
The OTB Podcast Network with GetsetGo. Quick start car insurance that's ready when you are. Sort your policy anytime online at GetsetGo.ie.
Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.